You're listening to the So You Can Relate podcast.
We have a guest. His name is Toda.
Yes.
Okay, hello. Hi.
Introduce yourself. Who are you? What do you do?
My name is Toda. I go by Sage Todds. I do music, uni, a bit of everything. I'm just living, innit?
So talk to us about your music. Why do you make music? Why is it important to you? How does it make you feel?
I started music just as a way to express myself. Like, that's literally it. Like, I'm not a diary guy. I'm not really a journaling type guy, but I felt like I needed some outlet to express the way I'm feeling throughout the day type thing. So that was it for me, really. And then it became more of a passion. I would hear certain music and I'd be like, I feel like I could do that. I feel like I can... Anytime I hear radio songs, I'm like, I feel like I can do that.
Yeah.
So then I apply myself to it and then here we are type thing.
So when's the first time you got in the studio to make something?
I don't even really have a studio. I just bought my own little setup.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Late 2018. But that was like, it was so amateurish, like actually garbage. Like, at the time I thought it was amazing, but yeah. Like, so 2018.
That's important though, like for the first time you create something, for you to believe it's amazing, because if not,
you'll
never put it out there. And a lot of us are already too scared to do that anyways, because we think it's crap. So if you think it's amazing, congratulations, put that thing out there. Because a lot of us don't even like what we do.
I know.
I think I found out that you made music when you posted your cover of Find Your Love by Drake. And that's my favorite Drake song. I know he's made so many songs. Find Your Love by Drake is my favorite song by Drake.
Yeah.
So when I heard you cover it, I was like, I didn't know Toda could sing. And I think I told you, I really like this cover. Yeah. And I think since then, like, your music has just been really, really good, like getting better and better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think my favorite song by you is Move. I really like Move.
Really?
I do.
Thank you. So do I.
Yeah. So what do you plan for the future? Do you want to do music full time or what?
If I can, like, that would be such a blessing if I can, but... We'll see what happens type thing. But that's the aim. Like, obviously, uni is my main priority. But at the same time, like, there's no reason why I can't apply myself to this and just see what happens. Like, that's really it. So put good quality music out and then see what comes out of it. But, like, I need to be consistent. That's the aim. Like, I need to put out a lot of music.
So what's, like, the writing process for you? Do you, like, see something and you're like, oh, I'm inspired, like, I need to write? Or is it more, like, intentional, like, you try to write always?
It's a bit of a mix. I usually I hear a melody. You girls know ABL.
Yeah.
ABL's like my main guy. He produced Move.
Okay.
And we've got a couple songs coming out. But I hear a little melody in my head. I let him know what I want the rest to sound like. And he just patterns it. So, like, he's so talented. Like,
he'll
just
pattern
it. And then, then I'll start writing to it. I always get the melodies first because I feel like that's what people react to first. Like, you hear something that makes you feel like, oof. Do you know what I mean? And then the words come second, but I always fill in the melody first and then I try words that represent either how I feel or even if it's from my perspective, how someone else feels or whatever. Yeah.
Literally before you came, we were talking about, like, the new year and, you know, new year, new me, all of this stuff that goes on. How are you feeling for the new year? Are you a Christmas person? Are you excited for New Year celebration, all of that jazz?
Not really.
Really? You seem so mellow, so chill.
I remember my birthday is 28th. So it's 3 days after Christmas, but I don't know, you know, I'm not, I like summer, I like heat, I like warmth. Okay. It's too cold, I'm not built for this.
Yeah.
I'm not built for this frost. You get me?
You're the first person I've met who's born at this time of year who doesn't love the weather.
Really?
Okay. I feel like most people who have winter birthdays don't mind winter because it's their birthday season, but I've never had someone who's born at this time be like, I don't even like how cold it is.
It doesn't hit, especially in Wales. I feel like it's colder over there.
Yeah, you're from Wales, aren't you? Yeah.
It's just secluded, dark. Do you know what I mean? It's not it.
Are you going to celebrate your birthday?
Yeah, of course.
What are you going to do?
I have no clue. I hope my sister's got something for me.
Wow.
You're just going to pin it on someone else, you know? Yeah.
How old are you going to be?
22.
Okay.
I'm a big man now, you know? 22. How old are you two?
I'm 23.
I'm 22.
Yeah.
22. When's your birthday?
July 16th.
You got time.
I know, thank you.
Time, you know, as if something's going to happen to you when you turn 23. That's crazy. So, like, did you grow up in Wales then?
Yeah, pretty much.
What was that like?
Not great.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it very much. Like, I was born in Essex.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
And then moved to Wales when I was seven.
Okay. So
2007.
Yeah.
And then lived there ever since. It's all right, but yeah, I'm not trying to live there.
I get you.
It's very secluded. Very, very, very.
Very quiet. Yeah.
There's more people in London than the whole country of Wales.
Whoa, that's mad, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's 3 million people in Wales.
And there's 3 million
people in London? There's like 12 million people in London. Yeah, 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 girls, that's not it.
I feel like I should know that.
Wow, wow. Yeah, I don't know how I don't know that either.
Have you ever been the kind of person that actually made plans for the new year? Like, you know, next year I want to improve on this, or next year I hope to achieve this, you know? Do you plan much?
Like a resolution type thing?
Yeah, resolutions, but that, I feel like that word can be quite restrictive. Just like things that you want to happen for yourself, things you want to feel and experience.
Yeah, yeah. Only recently, though. Mm. Only very recently. You know what? Surprisingly, in the... we were doing it in one of the TR things in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I think it was you leading still, but we wrote down like certain things of goals we wanted to achieve for the year, okay. That type of thing. That, yeah. I'd say, yeah, ever since then. So, what, 2 years, I started doing that, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And mostly for music. Like with uni, it's just uni, innit? So it's like, yeah, I want to do well in uni, but I feel like my main goals are to do with music a lot of the time.
To let the listeners know, we met Toda through, or I met you through TRF. And when I met you, it was literally, I'd come back from placement and I'd come back to being a TRF leader. And then you were from the year that I wasn't there, basically. So yeah, I remember the first time I met you, you seemed really like bubbly, really friendly. Yeah, you were like the new guy that I didn't know kind of thing.
That was like,
but I heard good things from the people that did know you. That's from good. My year. That's yeah. Good.
That was this time last year.
Yeah, literally.
Then we
literally
did a Christmas party.
Yeah, because of COVID, we literally had one session.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
yeah.
The first time I met you in person. Yeah. Store. No, we were. It was legal, people. It was legal.
No, we were.
The guy put us under the bus. It was all legal.
No, we were.
Ah, but yeah, no, it was literally the only TRF session we had that whole year, which is crazy. I'm guessing you lot met in TRF as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. How did you find out about TRF in 2019?
When you first came?
Oh, okay. Also, you're friends with him before you got there?
Yeah, I met Gam at church.
Okay.
What church?
Crown Church in Uxbridge.
Oh,
so
okay.
I met Gam, and then I met Cam somewhere, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then they were both like, oh yeah, we go TRF. I was like, okay, let's see.
The love I have for Crown Church, yeah?
Mm.
I just love it so much. Like, it's such a cute, family-friendly church, you know?
They feed you as well.
Oh, when I heard it, they were feeding students. They feed the students after the service, which is so cute. And
yeah, that's one of the reasons why I kept coming back.
It actually bangs as well. It's not like just dry
it's
rice.
It's not just any kind of food. It's chicken and that. Serious like, cuisine.
It's actually confectionery. It's actually good, you
know? I know. But yeah, how's like your faith journey going? How's it been... From like, I guess I'll say when you first came to uni to now, like, how's it been going for you?
The itch of the neck.
First year, I'll say things were good. I was in a place where I was particularly looking for like, full fellowship.
Okay.
So like, obviously TRF, I went to BLW for a bit, mm-hmm. like just looking around for other Christians or like-minded people. Mm. Second year was interesting because obviously, we didn't do anything as that pandemic for most of it. So very interesting. I'd say now, like, if I'm being honest, things aren't great, like mm-hmm. in terms of like my faith, connection with God. Like, I'm going through a bit of a hard time right now in terms of like, I don't know, a few things, belief, doubt, morality, mortality, just a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? So if I'm being honest, it's not like, yeah, it's like, I wouldn't say I'm like thriving in terms of faith, but
yeah.
At the same time, I've not revoked nothing. I've not let go of anything. I'm just living. Do you get me?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
we love to talk about that as well. Like, you know what? It's the reality of like being a Christian. It's not always like airy fairy. We talk a lot about doubt, which a lot of Christians are a bit uncomfortable with. Yeah. But it's like I feel like you have to be a bit brave to talk about. Like, I'm not too sure about this. I don't know. I'm confused. I'm this and that and the other. And it's like, it can be edifying conversation. Do you get what I mean? Mm. So for you, because I know in a lot of churches, we're kind of taught doubt is negative. You don't allow yourself to get to that point of doubting. Was it like, when you got to that point where you were like, oh, like I'm a bit unsure, or you acknowledged that you were struggling, what was that like for you?
Mm. I'm thinking. That yeah. That's my thinking.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah.
I don't know, to be honest. Like, I try and be quite honest with myself. So it's not even a thing of like, oh, like, I feel bad that I'm doubting, or I can't doubt, or I can't do this. Like, I don't know. Like, I just try and seek a solution, or seek answers, or seek truth, or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily even looking for truth that's like pleasing to my ears. Like, I want to know what is correct. You know what I mean? Mm. And what is true.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, my dad's a big part of that. My dad's obviously I'm a PK in it, so my dad is a mentor of mine.
Right.
And just even talking to people my age, do you know what I mean? Like, go, because we all go through things. So, that's what I try and do.
So what's like, so you've mentioned doubt, you've mentioned morality, belief, you said mortality as well. If you could expand on one of those reservations you have, what is something that has just been like on your mind and just making you, what's one answer you're trying to find, something you're trying to understand?
That's a difficult one, you know, because it's,
oh, they all kind of link to each other.
It's everything linking to each other. Like, I don't know, a lot of things just being hidden. Not hidden, but like looking for answers, and certain answers, I feel, for me personally, have got me in a bit of a frustrated state. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, I know parts of the Bible, and I know the Bible, and it's like, lean not on your own understanding, them type of things. But like, sometimes I need a bit more than that. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I need more than just commit yourself to the Lord. Like, I want to actually know, like, in terms of like heaven and these things, as much as I believe it on one hand, the other half of me is like, I don't really have no experience of anything. This is supposed to be like bliss, yeah, and eternal. Mm, like, I don't really have no experience of that on earth or anything. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's it for me. It's like, if I die now, what will I see type thing?
So you're quite curious.
No, very much so, very much so.
You wanna? Would you say that you just want to know what it is?
100 And it's like, I get myself in a bit of a frustrated state, because it's like, Lord, like, obviously you're all powerful, you know, all the omnis, omni this, omni
that. Yeah. Like, all the omnis.
Like, just chat to me type thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's it for me, really. It's just a bit of doubt / frustration about that. It's like, Lord, like, you can do everything, and I have your Holy Spirit and stuff like that, but it's like, let's talk to me then. Like, let's talk right now. Like,
yeah.
Reach out to me, right? Let's talk. So, yeah.
I've had that. I think I even had that probably even last week.
You know,
I was literally like, God, say something now.
Now?
Yeah. As in, I'm not giving you an ultimatum, but I need to hear. I need to hear. I know you speak through this. You speak through my writing.
I don't need riddles.
Right? I need to hear your voice, because I'm getting really annoyed now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I've been waiting. Okay, I've been still. Okay, I've been patient. And I guess like those things, the thing about those three things I just said is they're infinite. There's no end to them. It's like, be patient until, but that until is not certain. There's no date on that. Yeah. So it's kind of contradictory for me to say, okay, I've been waiting. So now what's the answer? But at the same time, it does get very frustrating to always hear they that wait. It's like, but I've been waiting.
I know.
I've been seeking. I've been still. At least by your own definition, you think you have been anyway. So it gets to a point where you're like, I just want to see, not even the results of my waiting, but I just want to hear. I want to feel something. And God gave us 5 senses. He gave us the ability to experience the world in very tangible ways.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you feel like you can't experience Him in a tangible way, it's like, why don't I have the right to you right now? It feels like I don't have access to you.
Yeah, I think that, I feel like that seems to be like an issue with our generation, like the lack of clarity on situations and on things. Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating. Like, and I think like when we speak to like a lot of our parents, they'll be like, I had a radical encounter and when this happened and this shifted and then I saw this in this realm. And you're like, well, that's never happened to me. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I think that it's just you. It's about like building up this kind of discipline of, okay, I can't hear, I'm not sure, but I'm going to basically continue believing that at some point I'll be able to maybe answer these questions I don't have the answers to right now. Mm. And that is so hard.
I think it's beyond hard. I think it also goes down to how everybody is very different, and some people aren't satisfied with that.
Yeah.
Some people,
they
like,
can't ignore
different.
That. Yeah.
Like, you know, the whole Joseph Solomon episode that we did, and he was talking about how he just wasn't okay with all of his doubts. He knew that some people could put some reservations to the side and still believe. But as an individual, he just couldn't function like that, which is why he left the faith.
But do you think that, like, that's an issue of, like, you know, when people, like, encounter God in miraculous ways, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Even though they might have those questions and stuff, they can always be like, oh, no, but you know what happened to me 2 years ago? Like, I can't just forget that.
Yeah.
Do you think that as people are not having these particular encounters or supernatural encounters, and that's kind of making it hard because it's like, okay, well, how do I even know if, like, everything I'm being told is even real in the first place?
You know what? Like, I wouldn't even say it's necessarily, like, a supernatural encounter or anything like that that's needed. Like, I feel like you don't need that to have clarity.
Okay.
You need that to have, like, because as I was saying earlier, it's just a thing of, like, I feel like if more people could, or if, from my particular experience, like, if I could hear you more, Lord, like, I don't need a pillar of fire. I don't need, like, to be seeing nothing happening, like, but there's certain things you can't deny, do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm talking to you, or I'm, experiences, or, it doesn't have to be nothing big. It can just be something subtle, like talking. So I don't think it necessarily has to be anything, like, because as you were saying, like, a lot of parents and stuff like that, have experienced crazy things, or, like, the way they got saved is, like, this happened and this happened and this happened. And for a lot of people I know, it's just, like, it's just normal. You're born into a
a
church-going family, and then you just accept Christ, and that's just life. So,
I get you.
What was it like for you growing up as a pastor's kid?
It was all right. It was calm. I'd say it was fun in Harlow times. Mm-hmm. But when we moved to Wales, it's interesting because we moved to Wales because my dad was like, God is telling us to go there and set up a church.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we did. But obviously, it's a small area. It's like mostly older people. And then once again, it's like, it's quite a small church as well. So it's only like, I don't know, 15 members, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But for me as like a 7-8 year old, and now I've gone from like kids church and like hanging out with everyone, and now I'm just hanging out with like older people and doing adult church. It was a bit of an interesting one. So from that perspective, it was interesting. But as a whole, I appreciate being a PK. Like, I feel like my dad's given me so much wisdom and so much, guidance about all sorts of things. Like, I'd say it's a plus, definitely.
So in terms of like your future of your faith, would you feel like you would, from this perspective, do you think it would be a loss to stop believing in God? Like, if you eventually stopped.
Do I think it would be a loss? What, for my life?
Yeah. Or do you think that at that point it would be the best thing for you?
It depends what I like think is true. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's a thing of like, let's say I'm sleeping now, not even sleeping. Let's say I'm walking away from here now and God's like, yo, I'm right here, pattern up. I'll literally be like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I'm back. But if it's a thing of like, I'm struggling. And then I let go of it because I don't experience something or feel like what I'm even doing is like, is reality. Then at that point, it is what it is. Mm. I'd feel like I lost something in terms of, because I enjoy it. It's not a thing of I don't enjoy Christianity as like a practice.
Yeah.
I do. And I feel good when I pray and stuff like that. But for me, it's more than that. Like, feeling alone isn't what's going to carry me what makes something real for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we go to any other person who believes anything else, I'm sure what they do, their practices make them feel good. So it's like, for me personally, like right now, I feel like I need something more. And as I said, I'm not letting anything go right now. Like, I'm just living. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say I believe it, but it's a difficult time.
That difficulty can sometimes drive you insane.
I think I'm insane.
God help me. God help me, for real.
God bless me.
God bless me.
On a level. Yeah.
Oh, it's not easy. It actually isn't.
Do you like Summer Walker?
I really like her music.
Yeah.
But no, she posted this one little witch thing on Instagram. And after that, no, I can't.
That was me. I was a fan. I really loved her stuff.
On a level.
When I saw that, I said, oh, so you're confident with it. Okay.
you do witchery with your chest.
No,
I said, okay.
What is going on?
Like Jay Huss, it's the same thing. He used to be one of my top artists. Yeah, I can't listen to him no more.
I know, and he's so cold. Jay Huss, what?
Yeah, she is.
He's so good, man. it's crazy the things that we, like, you know, we sacrifice for. Not that that's a major sacrifice, but we're literally, like, intentionally, like, you know what?
Yeah,
this just doesn't align with who I am.
Things your spirit doesn't take to.
I do respect her, though. Like, I think she's so talented. She's very good at what she does, so it's all respect. But it's like, personally, I don't listen to her too much.
So what are your musical influences? Like, who do you like? Who do you listen to a lot?
Drake is my number one.
Really?
Since I was like 11 years old. I heard headlines. No, not even headlines. I heard I'm More Than Just, what's that song?
Find Your Love.
That's the one I did the cover.
Yeah, that's my favorite Drake song.
Yeah, I heard that back. I love that song. I was like, okay, Drake's my number one artist.
Yeah, it's the first Drake song I heard.
It's been that way since, yeah, and it still is. It's on the down... going downhill.
Oh, no.
We won't even get into that one. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Drake number one.
Drake.
Anyone else close behind?
I really like Bryson Tiller. Like, R&B side. Yeah. All those R&B people. I quite like Tory Lanez. That's a controversial one there. But
oh, very. He was just here the other day in London.
Yeah.
He was here on the podcast.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, last episode.
Crazy.
We were just chatting into him last episode. Yeah. You know how it is.
He said he just had to come on because he loves us.
Do you know when I didn't know this guy is talented yet?
Yeah.
For him to make up a song about fighting and for the song to bang. Did you see fighting? That video? Yeah, awesome. People were fighting at the concert and he was like, stop fighting and started singing.
Yeah.
And it sounded so good. His voice is gorgeous. Yeah, yeah, really good voice. Yeah,
he has done his thing. But yeah, for me, Drake is a main one. I'm really inspired by, do you know Toby Nwigwe?
Yeah.
And Russ, not UK Russ, the American Russ.
I don't know the American Russ.
Anyway, he's calm, he's cold. These are people that I'm really inspired by, and on the business level as well. Like, they were so consistent with music. It's almost like they forced themselves into success type thing.
Wow.
Like, they released. Russ used to release a song every week, and he did that for almost 2 years. He started doing it again now, and he produces it all himself. Engineers are all himself. Like, he's just a different breed.
Every week, you know, that's a different type of creativity.
Yeah. Me and Abel attempted, but we won't talk about that also.
Oh my goodness. I feel like it's having that hunger and that drive to be like, you know what, I want this so bad.
Yeah.
But when people do that, it's like, do you think that what's driving them is to get more people to listen to basically what they have to offer, listen to their music?
Yeah, I said that's part of it, but there must be, I feel like they've accepted at that point as their, like, purpose or something they should be
doing.
To feel like you should release that much music or get people to hear it, you have to feel like what you're providing is valuable. So, yeah, I respect it, definitely. Toby Nwigwe did the same thing. A music video on top and a song every week for a year.
Recently when he was, like, getting bigger.
Only a couple of years ago he was doing this. He stopped it now, but it's crazy.
Every week.
Yeah, Get Twisted Sundays. That's what it's called.
It's interesting to see, like, you know, music is their art. It's what they do. It's their passion or whatever. And it's a natural gift for most, if not all of them. But it's interesting to see, like, a frequency put on that, especially if you work off inspiration. Because you can't put a time on that. Like, I'll be inspired tomorrow and the day after and then the week after. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
I've always struggled to be consistent with the work that I do because I just wait. Like, I don't wait. I just feel stuff sometimes.
Same.
And sometimes I don't feel anything for a month, so there'll be no content from me. You're not getting it. So I haven't been inspired.
Like, I can't make music. Like,
yeah.
I'll be like, I'm actually not good at this. But then other days I feel like, oh, I'm a different breed.
Exactly.
I get that.
Yeah. It's nice to play off that intuition, but I guess if you're really serious about recognition and, like, you know, I guess developing your craft, like, as long as, like, being consistent at it, I think that's when you have to go off your heart less and just do what your head's telling you to do, which is just produce just for the sake of becoming better. But I don't pay enough attention to that. I'm too flowery of mine. I'll just write when I feel like it, you know. Yeah. When I'm inspired.
Nice. I'm on that right now, like, trying to be consistent, because I don't want to look back and be like, you know what, I didn't make it because I didn't do enough. If I don't make it, it needs to just be based off of all the other factors, not because I didn't put in the time and work. So right now, that's what I'm trying to do.
And what does success look like to you in terms of music?
Success, being able to live off it.
Okay.
So it's not even like getting rich, Grammys, that, all that stuff is calm, but it's like being able to live off of music is rarer than people think. Because we see all the big artists, people think it's like really common, but being able to make enough money to just provide for yourself, family, that to me, that would be making it. I want to get a Colors thing as well. You know the Colors YouTube?
Those Colors show.
Performance. if I get a Colors, crazy. I would know I've made it.
Would you do a Tiny Desk?
Yeah.
Do you play instruments?
I can imagine you doing that.
Don't. But we'll get some people that do. Do you play an instrument?
No, I don't. I tried.
You were about to say you do. Come on, let them know.
I was going to say keyboard, but or piano, but I've literally flopped. Like, I tried so hard during lockdown, and then I just stopped trying because I had to practice every day, and I just got lazy. Yeah, it was literally just lockdown purchase. But I wish I could sing. I've always wanted to be able to. Play piano. I've always been able.
She sings. That's how. That's how God just said, "Bring it on out." I don't. Adele sings. She's got that lower register, Toni Braxton vibes.
Because I don't sing.
She sings.
We're gonna have to talk about that one.
Okay, we're gonna have to give us a bit of a.
Anyway.
Vocals.
Me.
Joyce sings. That's undeniable.
Let's not do that.
I've always wanted to play piano and sing at the same time.
Alicia Keys vibes.
It's so sexy. I don't even care. Like being able to do that.
Yeah.
It's just like you just own it.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like no one can chat to you if you're playing and singing at the same time.
I know.
Agreed.
It's really, really cool. And that's why I wanted to learn to play. So I at least had some of it, but I couldn't even do that for myself. So.
Can you play like one song or?
I was learning how to play As the Deer, you know, As the Deer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to finish it because I was just that lazy with it. And I was doing chords as well and everything, but I never accomplished it. But I still have the keyboard. I named it Rhythm.
So.
Oh, you named your keyboard? Okay.
Original.
I named it Rhythm.
I respect it.
Thank you. So when I go back home, I'll start to learn it again. But it's there. It's in my possession. So I'll pick it up again one day. Just not soon. If you could play an instrument, what would you play?
I'll play the guitar.
Oh.
I'm going to say keys. Yeah, I feel like they're so versatile.
They are.
But with keys, you can't just take it anywhere with you. You have to like actually plug it in. A guitar, you can just take it anywhere. It's portable. Do you get what I mean? Come on, guys.
That is a valid point.
Come on.
At the same time, so is a violin. But I'm not
going to... No, them people with violin. You know what I mean? I feel like you will have a neck issue after a while. 100. Definitely.
You know what I mean? Crimping your neck like that.
The sacrifice is great. But yeah, guys, we've got to wrap it up.
Before we wrap it up, though, I want Toda to tell us something about himself that you think people can relate to. Something that's not basic.
Yeah.
No, what makes does you, that mean?
What makes you, like for example, a question that I like to ask people is like, what would you like the world to know about you? And usually you'd say something that people can relate to. What makes you more... Dare I say more human? I'm not saying people think you're an alien, but like, what is it about you that you think, I bet other people can relate to this thing about myself?
I'm very normal, you know? I'm very normal.
That's the point, but a bit special, but like a bit normal at the same time.
What, like a little fact or something? I procrastinate a lot.
That could be relevant.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think. There's nothing... I'm very normal. Like that's
maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's
that's
just,
what people can relate to, being very normal. It's true. Yeah.
Sometimes people have an assumption that certain individuals are so special. I'm not saying you're not special, you are very special. But it's like there's this assumption that this person over there, because I don't know them, is just like in a different, I don't know.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
you know what I mean? So even you saying, I don't know, I'm normal, that is very relatable in itself, because especially when people are like successful in certain areas and they're known for a certain thing, that becomes their identity and that becomes very niche and they get so far removed from the normal human that they are. So to just articulate the fact that you are normal, it helps people to see you just as equal as they should. Exactly. There's a lot more value in what you said than you thought there was.
Thank you. I'm bad at trains. I'm bad at trains.
Trains.
I'm bad with train journeys.
I was thinking, we're talking about trains for.
No.
Okay.
That's one thing that makes me normal.
Oh, okay. Do you use Google Maps?
Yeah.
Do you use Google Maps, Joyce?
Yeah, always.
I don't understand you guys. I use Apple Maps.
I thought you were going to at least say City Mapper. Apple Maps. I've never even heard of that.
Apple Maps is so, it's so easy and simple to make. And people drag me all the time for it, but it's literally 10 times easier than
using
Google.
Windows Maps.
I get to my destination just fine. Apple Maps.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to have you back again.
Yes, we do need
for
to.
For a full episode.
An hour early.
Yeah. You'll wait outside till it's your turn. Thank you for coming on, Toda. I have been Adapala.
It's been your girl, Joyce.
It's been Sage.
Hey.
We'll speak to you guys next time. Goodbye.